I don't know what I was doing. I fell off of that and rolled up in that old net when I hit the floor. Rolled up in that thing and tore it down. God, I wanted to go home. I was sleeping in the room, in the same room with that woman, you know. Her looking at me with a big lamp on. And if it had been me, I'd have been scared. I wouldn't have had a light around me. I wouldn't want to have been there sitting right with a light, expecting somebody to come out there and catch me. He could look in there and see me. And she had curtains, the shades pulled down, and a big light to go in, and I was used to sleeping in the dark.
You dream very much when you sleep?
No, not too much. Once in a while you have a dream. Back whenever I was running the mail, like we had to tow logs, and I run the towboat to tow logs with, and I was going somewhere at night in that house down there where I was raised, and that bar was just about as high as my head, you know, across that center of them windows. And I could just see that boat running into an old deadhead log and sticking up out of the water. And I got off the bed and I run into that window and broke the bar across the top of it, trying to see how to get around that log. And, I mean, it woke me up. But I don't know. I dream like that once in a while. I'd have to stay up and worry over this like that.
We're talking about horses. What are those things you put on the horses?
Well, that's feet, it. You mean on his head? Or
on his feet there.
That's a shoe, horseshoe.
Mm-hmm. And what do you put those things on? You put them on?
Well, you put them on with a regular shoe nail. You have to trim the bottom of his foot to fit it, you see.
What part of the foot do you put it on?
In the hoof. Drive it right through it and then bend it over.
Did you ever play a game with those horseshoes?
Yes, sir. Always said a horseshoe hanging up over the door is good luck, too, you know.
Yeah,
I bet you went to houses with them, a horseshoe up over the front door. Yeah, that was good luck. Yes, sir, I used to play a lot of games of horseshoe.
We were talking about animals. Did anybody ever have any sheep around here?
Yes, sir. Used to have just a bunch of them.
What did they call a male sheep?
I'll claim it. The old female is a and the old male is a ram.
And that stuff that he's on his back that he shears is a boy.
Well, that's all over his wool.
And let's see. I want to ask you about some of the old noises that the animals might make. When a calf is being weaned, what's the noise you say it makes and it does what? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean, but what they call it, just run around there and what we call it, blatant raised sound?
Yeah, blatant.
Yeah, bellowing.
Yeah. What about when a cow during feeding time, what's the kind of noise that she might make? If a calf blades, what about the cow at feeding time?
Well, she'll low to it.
And the horse, what kind of noise would
he do? He whickers.
And let's see.
And a mule brays.
A mule brays, yeah. Yeah. And do you have any name that covers, say, cows and horses and mules and all that together? You might say, I have to go out and feed them. Do you have any term that will cover all those kind of animals?
Just a herd of them.
And let's see, you said you had chickens. Did you have any other kind of
birds? We had chickens and turkeys and guineas and peafowls and ducks.